Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out. This has been part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Zavar's here, too. Jeffrey is a 19, almost 20-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a an award-winning, nationally award-winning journalist. He's one of the great copywriters of our time. He's the author of all the important books on being home-based. He makes it look good. He's been doing it now for almost 30 years, and he's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you, and always thrilled you'll bring me back.
Yeah, we're glad to have you back, as always. Jeff, folks, as I said earlier, he operates the Worm Cam for us out here on Main Street, where the rubber meets the road. The viewfinder that you have, I know you have that view. Jeff, we're planted in the ground. We got nowhere to hide, and it's down and dirty out here on Main Street. One of the things that you and I have been doing a lot lately, it seems, is going to concerts. And I'm going to concerts of my aging rocker favorite bands, who are playing to an audience of aging fans. we all look the same, but the audience looks like the rockers. and you're going, yeah. But now you seem to be going to, are your bands younger?
It's a mix. The bands are actually a lot that I go to. I go to what we call jam bands and more along the lines of festivals.
But they're younger performers though, aren't they? I mean, they're not gray hairs like me.
Are some. Yeah, exactly.
They're not great hairs like me and like me and Bob Skaggs.
Well, they're not that old. Gosh, I mean, I didn't even know those guys get out still. You know, wheel them out of the
oh man,
I'm just kidding.
Bob Skaggs at the Ryman. Are you kidding me? It was heaven on earth. Bob Skaggs at the Ryman, folks, in Nashville, Tennessee this week.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Go ahead.
So you know, there's a lot of them out that I see, and there's a mix of them. I went to an event up in North Florida this past weekend. It was a music festival called Hulaween, and this is going to be, you know, strange to a lot of people listening, but the band was called the headliner that did six sets over four nights was called String Cheese Incident. And what it is a they're what we call a jam band, and if you sat down and listened to their music,
what does that mean? What does a jam band mean? They cover.
Jam band, they're like the Grateful Dead or the Allman Brothers, where they jam, they extend out beyond the, you know, the 3 to 5 minute song. There's a lot of guitar solos, piano solos, might be violin solos.
See, you can go get a burger and come back, and they're still playing the same song.
And they're still playing. As my wife says, don't all these songs sound the same? Is this still the same song?
Right.
But what's interesting, and I got to tell you, I didn't want to talk about marketing of business today, but this is a segue that these bands. I was there, and this band. I got to tell you, some of the guys in this band are as old as I am. I'm in mid 50s.
Wow.
In that band that are younger. They've been around a while, but they have kids coming out and watching. The event was bringing in millennials. The event was bringing in, you know, Gen Yers. The event was bringing in kids in their 20s. My daughter went, you know, met me there. We brought our, you know, our travel trailer.
My 15-year-old grandson loves blues.
There you go.
And I'm taking taking credit for that.
There you go. And I got to tell you, what we see is a lot of the smart bands out there, so to speak, are marketing or reaching a new audience. So I know that, you know, we've spoken about how to market your brand and whatnot. A lot of these bands out there are touching new audiences. So, you know, where it was, you know, I don't know whether Boz Skaggs, but I know that Bob Dylan has been as perennial as the leaves. I mean, he comes along and he was hot in the early 60s and he's still relevant, and there are still people who are being introduced to him now.
I have to say having also recently just gone to one of his concerts, his music, I mean, Bob Dylan is a genius. And I completely agree with what you said about Bob Dylan and his longevity. a lot of people haven't been able to pull that off. Sir Elton is one of those who has, but the problem is
everybody
should go hear Bob Dylan one time in concert,
right?
And then check that box, and then go do something else.
part of it is remaining relevant to your audience. How mm-hmm. do you do that? How do you stay refreshed? How do you, you know, obviously you have to have an open audience, you know, willing to listen and willing to take in your music. It helps that, you know, a band like the Grateful Dead, for example, they cover a dozen Bob Dylan tunes. Mm-hmm. So you'll hear, you know, any number of their songs.
Oh, yeah.
You'll say, they wrote that song.
It's hard not to play any rock and roll, folk rock, for very long without covering some kind of a Bob Dylan song. That's the reason I say he's a genius.
There you go.
But in terms of the performance, it's a good thing that we already knew him before we went to the event, because the event was, the music was good, but the performing was underwhelming. But you're right about that. These bands are, they're teaching us something about branding, aren't they? And especially about staying relevant.
Absolutely. And part of it is, you know, for any of us, you know, they don't stay relevant by staying home. You know, they don't stay relevant by giving us what they gave us yesterday. They write new music. They're writing music that's, you know, attuned with the times, so to speak, pun intended. You know, they write music that is relevant and something that people today can listen to. And they roll out the oldies that we came to know and love and were introduced to them years ago. And that's kind of what we have to do to our own brands. You know, we have to, it's almost like, whether you're as a writer, myself as a writer, you know, I write for magazines and newspapers. Great. And then someone comes to me and, do you write blogs? Well, blogs are only 15 years old. Do I write blogs? Well, yeah, I started writing blogs years ago. Yeah. Do you write for other social media? Do you write Facebook posts or Twitter, you know, tweets?
Well, look at how these bands have extended their, how they've gone, and not only their PR and their branding, but their sales. Their record sales. And I'll tell you something else. I mean, these people are realizing that the world is changing. The music artists and songwriters are learning this. And this is something small business owners can learn from them about how you touch customers and how they remunerate you for that touch is changing.
Right. Well, because record sales are nothing to them anymore. I mean, they certainly make money, but a lot of these bands aren't making the money
but they're also,
that they did on record
right.
sales.
But in the future, when you pay for a music, you'll pay directly to the musician and the songwriter. You won't pay to the publisher. Publishers' days are numbered out there in the future. 20 after, right back with Jeff Sabar. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.